Welcome back to Lucas Oil Stadium in the NFL Scouting Combine. Mike Spofford along with Larry McCarron. And Larry, we heard a lot today from General Manager Ted Thompson and Head Coach Mike McCarthy. A lot of news nuggets I think the fans will want to sink their teeth into. What stood out the most to you?
Well, one thing that everybody seemed to agree on is total confidence that Eddie Lacy is going to get back on track conditioning-wise. It sounds like he's on a much more structured program in the past, and I think Mike McCarthy said it real good. Eddie's a great guy. You know, he just kind of lost his way in the conditioning area a little bit, but they got him on a structure. Early feedback is good, and really total confidence from the Packers' brain trust that he'll succeed and getting himself back into shape.
Yeah, I agree. And also another guy they feel is well on the right track in a different sort of recovery is wide receiver Jordy Nelson. Ted Thompson talked about seeing him at the facility every day, a workout rehab freak, if you will. And Mike McCarthy said the same thing. There seem to be no limitations in Jordy Nelson's future, at least when training camp rolls around.
And Mike, I might add on Jordy, I was at practice like before the first playoff game against Washington.
Yeah.
And Jordy's working out down there in the Hudson Center, and he's running. And I looked at it, I thought, I can't believe how fast he's running. I thought, I've never run that fast in my life. This guy is going to break all kinds of records from coming back from that kind of injury.
Yeah, it sure seems that way. And another thing we heard, the Hall of Fame game, the fifth preseason game, we know the fans are a little worried, oh, it's just another game where another guy like Jordy can get injured and everything like that.
But Aaron Rodgers said he was stoked.
Yeah.
I don't think he was serious, but he said he was stoked.
But we heard a little bit today about how Mike McCarthy maybe is going to approach having that extra preseason game and that extra week of training camp. What do you think?
Well, Mike, I think, can you say lots of reps for the young players? I mean, it's a tremendous opportunity. If you're a draft choice or somebody on the bubble fighting to make the team, you're going to get a lot of extra repetitions. And Mike McCarthy was pretty clear in his plans for that game. He's looking at it as an advantage because of the additional reps for his young guys.
Yeah, and I think a guy that we're going to see get a lot of those reps during that time in training camp, backup quarterback Brett Hundley. Now, there's nothing for certain on what's happening with Scott Tolzien, but boy, we sure heard Mike McCarthy speak volumes about the progress that he saw from Brett Hundley in his rookie season. What do you think we're going to see in year two?
Well, I think from Mike's statements, it wasn't just saying, oh, he's coming along. He was enthusiastic about Brett Hundley's prospects as a Green Bay Packer. I think Mike is really looking forward to getting him more opportunities. And you just put on the film from the preseason. The guy's an exciting player. And you could just see Mike's got a lot of confidence and a lot of enthusiasm, as I mentioned, for Brett Hundley's possibilities in a Packer uniform.
Yeah, when you look at the progress that Hundley made from just from that first preseason game to the end of the preseason his rookie year in a short amount of time, you know, Mike McCarthy's really excited about an entire offseason and a whole nother training camp in preseason with a young quarterback.
And keep in mind, folks have not seen Brett Hundley since the preseason.
Yeah.
He had that whole season at practice. And if you watch him at practice, you see those things on a very regular basis, and you see those things developing. His arm, I mean, just his stature, his mobility. He's a very intriguing prospect at this point.
Yeah. One more issue we'll talk about related to the defensive side of the ball. Clay Matthews, we heard at the end of the season Mike McCarthy say he wants to move Clay Matthews back outside. But that may not necessarily be a full-time move based on some things we heard today.
No, as Mike elaborated on it, he goes, Clay is going to start outside. And so that's nothing new. But he also said, we're not going to forget the fact that he can move inside and we can give people matchup problems with him playing inside, and that Clay Matthews can do some really good things from inside. He'd prefer to give him more and more opportunities from the outside, and that's his home. But I don't think we've seen the last of Clay Matthews lining up in between the tackles.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And another interesting thing McCarthy said with sort of a side session with reporters, other players told McCarthy they didn't really know how tough a player Clay Matthews was until they saw him move inside. They've respected him. They know he's a dynamic player and a leader. They gained a new respect for Clay Matthews over these last couple of years with that move inside and the toughness that he showed.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike expressed it, and you expressed it very well. And also, I think it just shows he's a great teammate. I mean, he is a fantastic teammate, and he is in that superstar category and so forth. And a lot of times you see those guys get into it's all about me. Clay Matthews, he moved out of position for the team, and he did it with enthusiasm. And more importantly, he played with enthusiasm.
Yeah, he sure did. A busy news day at Lucas Oil Stadium for the Packers at the Scouting Combine. We'll see you next time.